Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 89. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. This episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some awesome work for a lot of organizations, including mine. I encourage you to check them out if you need a website or help with any of your online strategies. Go to PillarSocialMedia.com. So today we're going to be talking about time again. You know, in the last episode, I talked about some strategies to help you be on time. Today's episode, I'm titling, Are You the I'm Too Busy Bee? Every time we're in conversation with people in a restaurant, a conference room, listening to other people or the people you're talking to, doesn't it always feel like everywhere everyone's in competition to see who's busier? Technology is wonderful and has created efficiency and mobility with our work. However, too many of us are filling every moment with value-add activities, eking out every morsel of output from every minute of every day. And I absolutely have to admit that I struggle with this. I am an efficiency junkie and I love to fill every little moment with activity, tasks getting done, checking things off my list. I mean, I literally, if I'm sitting in a car waiting for a child to get out of an activity and I have 7 minutes or 3 minutes, I'm going to try to be productive during that time. But what does that do to us? Yes, we get more done. Activity and finishing and completion seems to be our main goal so often. I recently read this great article by Joshua Becker. His website is Becoming Minimalist, and he's the best-selling author of Simplify and Clutter-Free with Kids. Go check it out. So in this recent blog post, he shared 9 hidden lies that keep our schedules overwhelmed. I'm going to share with you the 9 things that he had on his list, and I'm going to share some of my thoughts on each of those, on what we do. See if you see yourself in any of these and look for areas where you can improve and find a little bit of quiet. So the first one is accolades will bring fulfillment. So we want other people to notice all that we're doing and achieving and hear how great we are as a result. Number 2, money will bring happiness. So if I can achieve more, I will earn more. So there's the first kind of key that's like and not necessarily true. And then the second is, so we think like our activity will create money and that our money will begin bring happiness. And are either of those a direct line? So that's a false belief that keeps us busy. I don't have a choice. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I talk about victim mentality and about choice a lot. Number 4, I'm more productive if I'm busy. So the more you're using every moment, the more productive you are. Number 5, I am needed. Number 6, everything is important. So how can you take anything off? Everything has to be done. Number 7, I need to be busy to keep up with everyone else. You know what? We're in this world of competition and everyone's busy. And when we have our conversations, like I said, we're all talking about how busy we are. What do we do if we stop? How are we going to compete in a world that's constantly busy? Number 8, busy makes me look more important. Number 9, quietness is laziness. So stop and think about those for a minute. Do you suffer from any of those kind of false beliefs that keep you busy and running crazy? So let me talk a little bit about each one of those. So number 1, accolades will bring fulfillment. As he describes, people believe that busy means accomplishment and accomplishment equals accolades and fulfillment. I remember years ago seeing an illustration of a very busy maze and one that had a pretty straight shot to the center, so it was like a little puzzle. At the top, it read something to the effect that busy doesn't always mean productive. So picture a maze where there were a million different twists and turns to get to the end goal, or you could get to that same end goal kind of with a straight shot to the center. And that's the thing. Being busy doesn't mean you're getting anything done. I mean, have you ever seen that person who's constantly spinning their wheels? They're busy all the time, but they're not really achieving anything. They're not accomplishing anything, but every moment is filled. Or perhaps they're getting things done, but not the important things. I mean, it's true. We're plugged in all the time. Anyone can stay busy 24/7. But what are you really achieving? If you aren't using your time effectively, you won't accomplish much, no matter the effort. And even achievement doesn't guarantee the accolades or gratitude of others, right? Do your work well and find a way that doesn't include seeking out the approval or validation from others. I think the other message is, man, maybe the accomplishment is in getting things done with enough extra time to rejuvenate, read, take a nap, spend times with friends, have some downtime instead of hurrying to get everything done so that you can busy yourself up with some other things. Or maybe you're not being as effective with your time. All right, number two, money will bring happiness. We get caught up in the double misconception, first, that money will solve all of our problems and make us deliriously happy, and second, that there's a direct correlation between busyness and money. Unfortunately, neither is absolutely true. As a former single mom, I can vouch for this for sure. I have never had a busier time in my life than I did while being a single mom, but most of what I was busy with was not to earn money. It was driving people around and taking care of kids and doing all that kind of stuff, wearing the hats that should have been worn by two people. Constant motion does not guarantee wealth. Number three, I don't have a choice. Many of us live over busy lives because of the expectations and demands of others. Some of us create the chaos ourselves, thinking there are no other options. I teach my clients that the mere fact of living from the belief that you have no choice, that victim mentality, will create more stress and overwhelm. You always have options. Are there negative or unpleasant consequences to the alternative? Possibly, but you are empowered to choose a new path. Avoid the phrase, "I have to see how different it can feel. From an empowered place of other things are possible, see what creative changes you can make and what downtime you can find in your schedule. Number four, I'm more productive if I'm busy. I always say you can full tilt for a sprint, but not a marathon. Yes, getting in the zone, fully focused, you can be very productive, but you must have periods for rest and rejuvenation. Check out the book, The Power of Full Engagement. I've had a lot of my clients work through that, and I read it years ago for the first time. It's written by a team of people who help business people adapt the strategies used by world-class athletes. One of their main keys to success, full focused action with built-in periods of rest. Number five, I am needed. Some people do need to be needed, and that desire drives them to say yes to any request. I always tell my clients, others will fill up every moment of your life if you let them. If you always say yes, you will be known as the go-to person and more people will follow. Instead, I encourage you, be intentional about where you give your time and serve from the heart rather than to fill that void of I am needed. Number six, everything is important. You know, I still love the illustration that Stephen Covey used years ago in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People videos. He had a container with rocks, one with sand, and one with water. He asked participants to come up and fit everything in one container. Adding the large rocks to the sand does not work, but start with the rocks and fit the smaller stuff around it, and more is accomplished. If you take the time to figure out, some things are much more important than others. Unless you are intentional with your time, however, the little stuff that comes at you monopolizes all of your time. Emails with their ding, phone calls with your ringtone, people stopping in, other people's agendas. In this age of technology, we are plugged in 24/7. We have more requests and information coming at us constantly, and its presence doesn't make it important. You must decide ahead of time what will take precedent. Number 7, I need to be busy to keep up with everyone else. You know, we get constant edited windows into each other's lives. Facebook and reality television make it feel like everyone else is doing more, enjoying more, earning more. That quote-unquote reality isn't real. They are specially selected tiny windows into other people's lives. You are not competing with their truth if that's what you're competing with. What you see on Facebook and what you see on reality TV and other little snippets into people's lives is not the breadth of what their life is like. It's starting to feel like we're all competing with each other's little snippets, drummed up, edited versions of each other's lives. And you know what? Your neighbors, your friends, your Facebook friends, the people on reality TV are not having a 100% perfect, busy life that you need to compete with. So just get real and be real and make your choices about what you need in your life. Number 8, busy makes me look more important. You know, it's funny, I just covered this topic in my last episode. People sometimes concoct or create busyness to appear important. Meanwhile, they just look frazzled and disrespectful, at least in my opinion. Being intentional with your time, prioritizing well, and handling what you choose to take on with grace is far more impressive. Number 9, quietness is laziness. This false belief makes our lives difficult. It seems like the entire world is in a competition for who can be the busiest. He or she who gets the most done wins. The goal is efficiency and effective use of every moment. We forget that effective use of time can be about sleeping, reading, contemplating, just being. How often do we forget to just be in the moment? I often coach clients through periods of transition, which requires times of quiet contemplation. In our active society, this can breed guilt. So I encourage them to give themselves grace, only because that's what's going to overcome the guilt. I mean, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need to give ourselves grace. We would just, there's a knowing inside of us that we've kind of buried that says you need some downtime. So we have to give ourselves grace to overcome the feelings of guilt that we've kind of concocted. So I encourage them to give themselves grace and allow for those necessary times of quiet. I've coined a phrase that helps them realize that the quiet is actually doing, as quiet almost always is. I call it the cocoon phase. Quiet, you know, because they're hunkered down and thinking and contemplating and ready for a metamorphosis. So quiet is not lazy. Quiet is necessary. So I hope today that you've gotten some aha moments that can help you find some quiet time, some downtime to rejuvenate. Stop spinning your wheels. Stop living a life like you're a hamster in a wheel. You know, be intentional with your time. We all are given the same amount of time. It's how you use it. And the most effective use of our time absolutely includes some time to just be, to reflect, to rejuvenate, to spend time with people we care about. So think about ways that you can inject that into your life. Think about ways that you have false beliefs that stop you from slowing down and finding the joy that we all should have in our lives. So thanks so much for listening. If I can help you in any way, please contact me. I've been helping leaders and people in their lives for over 20 years. So go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on that podcast site, and you can either submit your drama challenge. There's a big button right on the main page, and you can also find it at the top of each page. I'll provide you with some customized solutions on a future episode. Or just use that same form to shoot me a message and say, hey, Kirsten, I need some help. or I'm struggling and I don't know what to do and I need some insight, I would love to help you. Let's work together. I really am on a mission to defeat drama in our work and in our lives. So until next time, make it a great day.